Welcome to Explosive Softball. We want to share with you some ideas that are going to help make your athletes more explosive. If we can make better athletes, we can make better softball players. Athletic skills are important. Straight ahead speed, quickness, agility, balance. These are all skills that you need to have to play better softball. We're going to help design a program that's going to maximize all of these skills so that you have greater ability during competition. If we make a better athlete, we're going to make a better softball player. Stand tall with good posture. Suck in the belly button and tuck in the back. Bring the knee up, heel up, toe up. Step down to the ground. Drive the elbows back. Down and back is one repetition. Do three sets of 3 to 5 repetitions. Leg run. Start with a nice easy jog. Cycle the leg on every fourth bounce. It's 1, 2, 3, up, down with the leg. Bring the knee up, heel up, toe up. Keep good posture. Suck in that belly button and tuck in the back so we have a stable core. Use a nice gentle arm swing to match the run motion. Cycle that leg by pulling your toe up toward your shin and stepping back down to the ground. The step down is the application of force. We need that for great acceleration. Intermediate level. Now we're going to alternate legs. Use the right, then the left. The right, then the left. This changes the firing pattern from the brain to the muscles. Helps to make our athletes more explosive for greater acceleration. Make sure you lock in the core. Suck and tuck. Pull that belly button in, tuck in that back, put force down to the ground to propel and move the body. Now it's the advanced level. 1, 2, up, down, up, down. Up, down, up, down. Fire that leg. Get that explosive knee lift. Heel recovery, bring that toe up, step down to the ground for greater force so we get greater speed on the base path. Drive the elbows back and maintain good posture. Down and back is one repetition. Do 3 sets of 3 repetitions. Let's go to some plyometrics. These are free jumps and hops. Start with tuck jumps. 2-foot jumps coming forward, bring the knees up to at least hip height. If you can bring them up a little bit higher, that'd be great. Use the arms, keep the core solid so you bounce off the ground. We don't want to spend any time down there, we want to be quick. 3 sets of 5 to 10 jumps will do great in this drill. Now let's do hitch hops. Let's go to a one-legged hop and try and simulate our running motion a little bit. Bring that knee up and heel up as you bounce on 1 foot. 3 sets of 5 to 10 are great. Start easy, progress into more repetitions as you go. Make sure you work both legs equally, the right and the left. Do 1 leg down and 1 leg back. That way you don't get too fatigued and tired. Remember, we want explosiveness out of this drill. This simulates the power we need for great acceleration and speed. Now let's go to bounding. Here we want to extend our running motion by driving the knee up, bring the heel up and the toe up. We want to cock and load the foot so it can explode off the ground. Count each leg contact. For example, you would do 3 to 5 bounds counting the right leg. 1, 2, 3. That'll balance you out. Each set would be 3 to 5 with each leg. Do 3 to 5 sets when you train. Do obstacle jumps and hops. Using a small obstacle, 6 to 12 inches, start with side to sides. Go over and back. That's one repetition. Do 3 sets of 10 repetitions, popping off the ground as quick as possible. Next, do 1-foot hops. Over and back with the same leg. This is great for balance and power. Make sure you work each leg equally in the number of sets and reps. Over and back is 1. Do 3 sets of 5. Now let's face the hurdle. Forward and back. Over and back is 1 repetition. Do 3 sets of 5 to 10. Try and keep your heels together when you do these so your feet don't swing out and around the obstacle. We want to stay under control. The more control you have of the core, the more control you have with the rest of your body. Now let's do single foot hops over the corner of the object so we don't kick it with the other foot. Over and back is 1. Do 3 sets of 3 to 5 repetitions. Let goes. You'll need a partner here and some kind of a belt or just hold on to the back of the pants. Fall forward with good posture. Keep your head up. Pause for a couple of seconds, then drop them and let them go into an explosive sprint. Gravity helps to pull them forward for explosive acceleration. Use good run technique. Knee up in front of the body, heel up under the hamstring, toes pulled up toward the shins. Cock and load that foot so you step down to the ground with greater force. These are great reactive, explosive sprints. Our distance is 10 yards. We want to go down and back as 1 repetition. Do 3 sets of 3 repetitions. Softball is a game of pure acceleration. You never hit top speed. Force greater acceleration by stepping down to the ground and driving the body forward. Now let's do our let goes with a little bit of resistance. Fall the athlete forward so we get the same starting position as last time. Then explode into a full sprint. After 3 to 4 steps, let them go. This is like pulling back on a slingshot and firing them out. We want to get a little extra muscle recruitment, followed by an explosive release of that muscle energy. Be aggressive, good technique, explosive acceleration. Be aggressive, step down to the ground, drive those elbows back. Down and back is 1 repetition. Do 3 sets of 5 repetitions. Resistant arm work. We just simply need some 2 to 3 pound hand weights. These can be small dumbbells. In this case, we've got little bean bags. This provides a little extra recruitment at the shoulder and arms to get our arms to work more explosively for speed. Do about 15 to 20 yard sprints with the hand weights in your hands. Drive the elbow back. Stabilize the core so you got greater force at the ground. Focus on swinging the hands right by the hips. The hands should come back as far as the butt cheek with a good aggressive driving action backwards. Resist it down, resist it back. Now go free. Let that muscle recruitment explode with a free expression of speed. This will help to generate faster leg speed, greater acceleration for softball speed. Plyometrics with training aids. Let's go to box jumps to start with. These are called depth jumps. You have to start from the top of the box. We drop down, respond to the ground, get right back up on the box. This puts a stretch reflex into the muscle so they work like rubber bands to be explosive off the ground. That's the key to your plyometrics. It's not start from the ground and jump up and land back on the ground. That's the opposite of what we want. Start from the top, drop down, explode off the ground. It's quick and lift those hips as high as you can. Vary the height of box according to the athlete's ability. Here we want to do 2 foot jumps directly over the cones. Bring the knees up and explode off the ground. These are repeat touch and go jumps. Don't spend any time on the ground. Make sure both feet are working at the same time. Start with 5 jumps. Build up to where you're doing 3 sets of 10. Now let's do single leg work. This forces greater explosiveness and balance out of each side of the body. We're gonna work the right and left leg equally. Start with sets of 5 jumps. Build up to where you're doing 3 sets of 10. These are unmatched for power, balance, and agility. Great for speed development. Let's go to hurdle jumps now. These are advanced. They're explosive. You gotta really get everything from your body into these jumps. Use a series of 5 to 10 track hurdles. Using both legs, arms, solid core, explode off the ground as you bounce repeatedly over each hurdle. If this is too high, find an object that is a little bit lower, but challenges your ability and skill level. Make sure to train safe. Use an object that can be knocked over or stepped on that's not solid. You don't want to scrape up your body and create an unsafe situation that you might get hurt. Box drops. Here we want to use a box 12 to 20 inches high. Drop from the box with both feet, touch the ground, and explode into a sprint. This loads the muscles, puts the pre-stretch on the power system to quickly respond and push off the ground. Pull the toes up, step down, down, down. Drive your hips forward. Elbows back, keep that head up. Gotta lock in good posture for force at the ground. Let's go to a harness run. Here we need a partner to provide some resistance and a running harness of some type. We want to keep good posture. Start standing tall, fall forward into it. make the partner hold you there a second, then explode into a good technical resisted run. Step down to the ground for more power. We want to bring the knee up, the heel up, the toe up, stabilize the core of the body, drive the elbows back, put the package together. This is moderate resistance, not heavy. We want good run technique. Now take the harness off and run free. We've recruited more muscle tissue. Now we want to have this free expression of speed. If you don't have a partner, use an object to pull. Here we're just using a tire that's about 20 pounds. Fall forward, explode into your sprint. Again, it's moderate resistance. You go resisted down, resisted back, take it off, and run free. Resisted once, resisted twice, turn it loose free. That's one repetition. Do three sets of three repetitions. Get-ups. We want a distance of 5 to 10 yards. We're going to work from starting flat in a push-up position with the belly on the ground. Push up and run all in one motion. Don't stick the butt straight up in the air. We want to keep a solid core. Bring the knee up and toe up, smash the ground. Step down aggressively to drive the body forward. We've got gravity doing the job of pulling us out of this position. We want to use that extra force to generate greater acceleration. These are super for that explosion you need down the base path. Remember to keep a solid core. Now let's go to the up position of push-up. Get a straight line from the ear to the ankle. Good stable core, explode into a sprint. These are great because gravity is just yanking you forward, trying to pull you down to the ground. Get your mechanics, get that knee up, toe up, drive the elbows back. You're gonna feel the great burst of acceleration that you need for better base running. Down and back is one repetition. Do three sets of three repetitions.
This is the strength training segment to our workout. We want to introduce you to several adaptations that are more speed specific to give you more explosion for greater performance. Bench press. Here we want to get a contrast from our muscle recruitment from the lifting exercise to an explosive medicine ball toss. This recruits the muscle tissue, then it teaches the muscle tissue how we want it to react during competition. Explosively pop that ball up into the air. Squats. Here we want a nice deep parallel squat. We're going to follow this with explosive plyometrics with the box jumps. We get maximum muscle recruitment in the squat, and then we release it to go explosive with the box jumps. We do an equal number of repetitions from the weightlifting part to the plyometric part. So if we do 10 reps in with the weight plates, we do 10 reps in the jumping phase. These are immediately following each other. cleans. Here we want to go from the total body explosive movement of power clean to a total body explosive movement with medicine ball. We get maximum muscle recruitment followed by explosive muscle recruitment. Get the hands up, bend the knees, pop the ball back and forth. Snatch. Here we've got another total body explosive exercise working from the knees in the hang position up overhead. Here we're going to contrast that muscle recruitment to an explosive repeat box jump. This really turns on the muscle receptors and teaches them how we want to work during competition. Military press. Here we want to work the upper power area of the shoulder. We get a good technical military press, keep the back flat, pressing the bar, keeping it in front of the face. Use a spotter whenever necessary. Contrast this to a medicine ball tossed straight up in the air. We want to pop that ball straight up in an explosive manner to teach that muscle how we want it to work. Sit-ups. Here we want to work the abs while we're working the total body. Hands across the chest touching the shoulders, the back is flat. Bring the knees and the chest up at the same time. Leg lifts. Here we want to lift the heels just a couple inches off the ground. With the arms out wide, we have a more stable base. We're working on contracting both the abs and the lower back to stabilize the core. Bringing the arms across the body makes the core more unstable and makes the work more difficult. We want to do this 5 sets of 5 to 15 seconds. We want to start with the heels 1 inch off the ground with the arms out wide, bringing the knees up as high as we can. Bring the knee up, the heel up under the hamstring, and the toes up toward the shin. Do these for 3 sets of 10. Bring the arms across the body to make this more unstable and more difficult. Here's a variation of the knee lift. Bring the heels just up off the ground. Now, focus on single leg. Bring the knee all the way up, straighten the leg, bring the other up. Do 3 sets of 10 with each leg. With the arms out wide, we have a much more stable base. Bringing the arms across the chest creates an unstable base and makes the work much more difficult. Super persons. Here we want to extend the arms and the legs as far as possible. Flex the lower back, lifting the chest and the legs up off the ground. Hold for approximately a 2 second count. Stay under control. Don't flop down to the ground like a fish out of water. Do 3 sets of 10 to 20 repetitions. We can also do these single arm, single leg. You use opposites here. Right arm, left leg, left arm, right leg. Try not to push with the opposite arm and leg. Make the core of the body and the back do the work. Focus here on 3 sets of 10 with each side. Pillars. Here we get the front side. Our elbows are straight down from our shoulders. We're up with our toes pulled up toward our shins. We want to raise the hips up so we have a straight line from the ear right down to the ankle. We don't want the hips up high so the butt's up in the air. And we don't want to sway in the back. A nice straight line through the body, focusing on flexing the abs and the lower back at the same time. Do 3 sets of 10 to 30 seconds. Now let's do our pillars from the side. Stack the feet on top of each other with the elbows straight down from the shoulder. Keep the body in a straight line and the head in a natural position. Lift the hips up so we're in a straight line, working our inner and outer obliques, our abs and our lower back all at the same time. Start with 3 sets of 5 seconds, building up to 3 sets of 20 to 30 seconds. Make sure you work each side equally, both right and left. Focus on balancing the body so we work each side equally. What you do with the right side, you have to match with the left. If you're weak on one side, maybe hold for an extra 5 seconds to work more specifically to balance out your body so that you have good strength and stability at your core. Back pillars. Here, resting on the ankles and the heels, pull the toes up toward the shin. Lift the hips up so you're in a straight line. Keep the head in a natural position. Focus on controlling the core. Flex those lower back muscles and your abs to keep solid total control of the body. 3 sets of 10 to 30 seconds will do a great job of locking you in for great performance. Core rotation. Bring the knees straight up in the air and rotate side to side. Leave the shoulders and the head flat on your back. Keep the arms out wide for a good stable base. Next, lift the legs straight up in the air. Try and bring your toes down and touch your fingers. Keep the shoulders and the head flat and back. Start with 3 sets of 5 of each of these. Work to the point where you can do 10, 15, maybe even 20 each direction. This will really work your inner and outer obliques and your core for great stability and performance. Medicine ball drills. Start with slams. Reach back over the head, extend the body as far as you can. Use the core, the abs and the back to slam that ball down into the ground. Do 3 sets of 10. Get up on the toes, extend and reach. Rip that ball down into the ground as hard as you can. Reach up over the top of your head, extend your body as far as you can, slam that ball into the ground. Use your core to just explode. Total body work, explosive. Figure eight, bring the ball around the hip, over the head, and slam. This is rotational motion. We want to get that core to rotate and move like we have in a game. We have to be explosive in multi-directional areas. Get that core to rotate. Hammer that ball into the ground. Roll that ball around the hip, bring the shoulders around, pull the ball over the top of the head, and slam to the ground. We want to use everything from your toes to the top of your fingers as you do this drill. Do three sets of 10 or five each direction. Rip that ball through the core of your body. Grannies, here we're going to work from a good squat position. Keep the back flat and the core solid as you throw the medicine ball up in the air. If you're outdoors, you don't have to worry about a ceiling. You can rip that ball as high as you want. If you're indoors, watch out for the ceiling so you don't break anything. We want to do three sets of 10. Squat down, don't bend over. Crank that thing as high as you can up in the air. Give a little jump in there. Back flat, suck in the belly button, two hands under that ball, and let her fly. Catch it off of one bounce, reload, go again. These are great total body explosive throws. Partner chest pass. Get the hands up and ready and respond by pushing that ball back as quickly as possible. Put a little force into it. The more force behind the ball, the more you have to stabilize your core. Keep the knees bent for good balance and stability on the front part of the foot. Do three sets of 10 repetitions. Here we want to start in a good athletic position and explode. Jump and crank that thing out there as far as you can. Two hands behind the ball, explode as you chest pass. This is total body explosion, from your toes to your fingertips. Let the ball bounce. When we're doing these explosive throws, we don't want to catch that ball in the air. We want safety. Let it bounce, catch it, load, and explode. Overhead throws. Keep the ball over the top of the head and the hands ready. Respond quickly. As soon as you touch the ball, pass it back. Stabilize the core. Keep the knees and hips slightly bent so that you've got a good base of support for balance. Do three sets of 10 repetitions. Overhead throws. Take a step, balance out right and left feet. Snap that ball using the core of your body as far as you can. Do three sets of 10 with all these medicine ball exercises. Take a step with the right, then take a step with the left. Keep your core solid. Suck in the belly button, tuck in the back. Head up. Rip that ball out there. Core rotation. Here we're going to work around one direction for five repetitions. Then we're going to switch and go the other way. Keep the knees and hips bent so we get good balance and stability. Keep the core solid by sucking in the belly button and tucking in the lower back. Do three sets of 5 to 10 repetitions each way. Rotational throws. Bring the ball to the side, bring it across the body, and punch it over to your partner. Bend the knees and the hips. Get into a good loaded athletic position and drive that ball over to your partner. Balance out by going both directions.
You throw to the right, now you got to throw to the left. Do three sets of 10 throws each direction.
Partner figure eights. Here we're going to pass the ball in the middle between people. We do five rotations one direction, then we'll switch and do five the other. Keep the feet wide, keep a good stable base with the knees bent and the hips down slightly. Rotate at the core of the trunk. Keep it solid though, keep the head and shoulders up. Do three sets of 10 repetitions each direction. Now let's do a lateral slide with medicine ball chest pass. Make it short and crisp. We want positive response. Down and back with the med ball, and then down and back with the basketball. That's one set. Do five sets. We want to keep that ball up. Stabilize your core. Push with the feet. Contrast by picking up the basketball. It's short and crisp for positive reinforcement.